Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Did you know, and I'm sure most of you do know, that public officials and others can be caught in the most immoral acts, such as betraying their spouses, stealing from the public treasury, and lying to their constituents, and not express any regret or shame for their despicable behavior? Almost 2,600 years ago, the prophet Jeremiah addressed such hardened attitudes among God's people. He writes concerning the leaders among the Jews, "For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, 'Peace, peace,' when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, says the Lord." Jeremiah 8:11-12. Paul warned the Philippians of the enemies of the cross of Christ who were among them. He wrote, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." Philippians 3:18-19. How can human beings, especially members of the body of Christ, reach the point where they are not ashamed of immoral conduct? The answer is not very difficult to discover. Paul provides some insight into the problem when he wrote to young Timothy concerning those who would apostatize from the faith. "Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." 1 Timothy 4:1-2. This is how it happens in many cases. A man engages in sexual misconduct. If he has been reared to know that such behavior is always wrong, his conscience will keep him awake at night. However, if he continues to engage in sexual immorality, he begins to think that everyone is doing it or ought to be doing it. What began as a grievous mistake now becomes a habit, a way of life. Is he ashamed of his ungodly behavior? He cannot even blush over such inexcusably gross evil. Furthermore, he actually is proud of his conquests. He may boast among his associates that he is truly a macho man. He takes glory in his shame. Surely the Apostle Paul exaggerated this matter in Philippians 3. Do individuals actually become so hard-hearted and insensitive? All you need to do to confirm what Paul wrote is to read your daily newspaper or watch the television news. There are men who commit the most senseless crimes just for the pleasure of committing them. They shoot kids in schoolyards or on the streets of our cities. If they are apprehended and brought to court, they show absolutely no remorse for their terrible crimes. In fact, sometimes they are shown on television to be smiling or laughing when they are being tried for murder or for other vicious behavior. Are they ashamed? Do they blush? Many teenage girls in our communities become pregnant out of wedlock. Their parents and friends may be ashamed, but some of the teenagers take great pride in their ability to reproduce, although they need to be reminded that dogs and hogs reproduce in the same fashion. My friends, what I have said about adultery, crime, and teenage pregnancies can be said about other attitudes and activities of many Americans, even some who call themselves Christians. They sin, but are not ashamed of it. Thank you, and may God bless you.